Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Miriam Bahir.
I'm Sarah Jabakanji.
You're tuned in to the November 29th Rye Report. Today on the show, new Sunday exams, student entrepreneurs, the fight for kosher food at U of T, and Ryerson students' response to the Hong Kong protests.
For the first time, Ryerson University will schedule exams on Sundays starting in the fall 2020 term. Currently at Ryerson, there are no study days. But with this new model, the school will be adding an additional day or two to allow for a more open exam schedule and less back-to-back exams. The Office of the Registrar via email says the reason behind this decision was to allow greater flexibility for students, faculty, and administrators. Imani Bisbee is a first-year creative industry student. She says that she was so shocked to find out that she might have to commute to campus on a Sunday for an exam.
Especially like for myself, I find because I commute as well, and the weekends are my time to like recuperate and just rest and catch up on studying and all that stuff.
With the holiday season in full swing, student entrepreneurs are finding it difficult to meet the holiday season demand during exam season. Maria Mestrella is the owner of Vault 97, a minimalist clothing brand that sells t-shirts, crewnecks, tote bags, and enamel pins. Mestrella started making clothing back in high school when she took a lot of art and design classes. Struggling to balance work and school is a challenge for Mestrella.
It does get busy. It's just more about balance. I do have some late nights though, like working on, like even making all these shirts because we make them all at home. And like just staying up late making those because it does get time consuming and then with the assignments, but I make it work because I want it to have, like I want to get it done.
Vault 97 had a pop-up at Ryerson's Shop the SLC this week. The market runs until 4 p.m. tonight.
A Ryerson group founded just this past summer says it wants to see more from Ryerson University in response to the escalating protests in Hong Kong. Stand With Hong Kong says its initial goal was to spread awareness for the protests. But when the violence in Hong Kong escalated, the group says this prompts a more urgent response. University campuses in the region have seen a large increase in violence between protesters and police, leading to many arrests of student protesters. City University of Hong Kong, Hong Kong Polytechnic University, and Hong Kong Baptist University all have partnerships with Ryerson. Stand With Hong Kong group member Hyunjin Cho says students at Ryerson who are from Hong Kong are deeply affected by the violence and are thinking of their friends and family back home.
So in my group, I'm the only non-Hong Konger, and all of the other people are Hong Kong. They have families, friends back in Hong Kong, and yeah, they have friends like who go to the universities that are under attack. So they are like always worried about what's going on with their friends.
Ryerson has currently made no statement about the conflict.
U of T's Graduate Student Union has apologized for opposing a Hillel Jewish student's request for making kosher food available on campus. The National Post reported that the dispute began when one of Hillel's members submitted a motion to officially support the kosher food campaign. The Graduate Student Union opposed this request since doing so would be pro-Israel. A political science student from University of Toronto who wanted to remain anonymous says she believes U of T should not let politics interfere with student life and school.
I think it completely discourages the entire community just because they know they're not being accounted for and political matters that are happening outside of their community and outside of their country, they're paying the price for. And then it kind of like blurs the two lines of like religion and like politics, which I feel like the two shouldn't have to interfere in like such a big institution or big school.
No actual decisions have been made yet about whether or not Hillel's request will be approved. The board of directors meeting will be held later on today.
That's it for this week's Rye Report for Friday, November 29th.
I'm Miriam Bahir.
And I'm Sarah Jabakanji.
Thanks for tuning in.